MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management is looking for home builders and repair contractors to assist residents in rebuilding after the 2024 and 2025 wildfires and floods in Lincoln and Chavez counties. Funding for the program comes from a $130 million community development block grant. Residents must complete an application form by March 16th. It can be submitted online at dhsem.nm.gov or by calling 505-760-4662. And an El Paso child was reunited with their father after being kidnapped by their mother and traveling out to Carrizozo, according to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Through information provided by the Otero County Sheriff's Office and additional investigative efforts, deputies were able to quickly locate the vehicle that was traveling north on Highway 54 through Carrizozo. Deputies then moved in and were able to safely separate the woman, later found to be the child's mother, from the child and take the woman into custody. According to the Sheriff's Office, she had checked the child out of school in El Paso and was attempting to, quote, permanently and unlawfully relocate the child to another state away from the custodial father. According to an LCSO release, since the crimes were committed in El Paso, the LCSO referred the case to the El Paso Police Department for further investigation and prosecution. And the Roswell Humane Society is making free straw available for pets as extremely cold weather is forecasted to arrive and stay for several days. Although the recommendation is bringing your pets indoors, if this is not feasible, the use of straw, a waterproof enclosure, and safely utilizing heat lamps to maintain warmth will help. Additionally, covering the enclosure with plastic tarp will help retain warm air. And water service has been fully restored in the village of Cloudcroft as the 1 million gallon per month leak was finally located after several days and repaired. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.